So in your opinion, let's just start off here. Where does the Apple Watch stand in the pantheon of Apple product categories?
Well, it's a brand new category. And if you go back to like when the iPhone was introduced, that took a while. One carrier, one country, very expensive at the beginning. The iPad was originally, you know, very RAM constrained, and it was launched in the US before other countries. And there's always a feeling out process in the first year with the first device, because Apple puts it out there and sort of tests the waters. And then as much as they have an idea about the product, we give them tons of feedback. And then that results in the iPhone 3G or the iPad 2. And it sort of feels like 1 year later, we have some idea about the Apple Watch, but we've already gone from, like, I don't think Apple mentions the communication stuff on the Apple Watch at all anymore. They're sort of focusing in on notifications and health, the things we've told them interest us the most.
It is so funny because that's how they pushed it. You know, you can send your heartbeat. You can draw a picture.
They didn't know exactly how people were going to use it.
It's weird. Isn't it a little weird, Renee, that they didn't know that? I mean,
It's a weird product category, because usually what Apple does is, the exception, of course, was the Apple II, because they were on the crux of that. But what they usually do is observe a product category. So, for example, there were BlackBerries and Trios and all sorts of smartphones, a lot of stuff out of Nokia for years, maybe for a decade before Apple got involved. And tablet PC was a thing for a decade before Apple got involved with that. And they could look at those markets as they were maturing, as they were sort of going from early adopter to mass adoption phase. And they could see what problems they thought existed, and they could figure out how they could solve them, how they could bring value to it. But the wearable was brand new. The gentleman who started some of the early watches is like, we're in Palm 5 stage. We're not even in Trio stage yet. Eric Michkowski, I'm going to murder his last name. I apologize, Eric. But it was really early in that phase. So Apple is now being part of the experiment instead of having the ability to look back at a decade of wearables and then figure out where they're in it. It was much earlier than they usually enter.
So the first generation Apple Watch sold twice as many units in its first year as the first generation iPhone did in its debut. When the iPhone debuted, that first year was seen as a pretty large success. Why is that perception different now between the two categories?
It really is a perception thing. Like, in fairness to people who are maybe down on the Apple Watch, the iPhone was in one country on one carrier for much of that time. It did go into England and Ireland briefly, but it mostly was an AT&T product, which limited the addressable market, where the iPhone launched in many, many countries and has a very large addressable market, limited only by you have to have an iPhone that supports it. But it's also modern times now. We've sort of seen the adoption of smartphones. We've seen the adoption of tablets, and our expectations are based on everybody having these screens with them all the time. So we don't look at how the iPad started or how the iPhone started. We look at where they are now. We sort of judge the Apple Watch fairly or unfairly by those metrics.
Well, I think that I love my Apple Watch. I'll just say that. But there's so many things about it that I just look at it and I'm like, why do I love this? There's this promise that is
why
broken.
Why do I love you, Apple Watch?
Why do I love you? I wake up, I put it on my, why do I love you so much? I have no idea. It's like a broken promise every minute. Like, I keep pressing that Twitter app on my watch and I'm never going to get to Twitter. If I ever get there, it's going to be so useless to me. And, you know, there's no, and my battery is just ridiculously small. I know it's like I have the smaller version, and I guess, you know, I work out for a long time. That wastes it. It's like getting my heart rate for an hour. So I get it. But I don't know if was the iPhone like that. I don't think they had so many promises that they were breaking every day to people with the first
I mean,
iPhone.
Like, as someone who was writing about the iPhone when it was launched, and people who had snarky bosses were like, this isn't even a real smartphone. It doesn't run apps. I can't go in there and run. Because if you remember Windows Mobile back then, it looked like Windows. You could go into network administration and you could run it. It cost $30 for a sticky notes app, but you could get that sticky notes app and maybe it would crash your phone every time you ran it, but you could get it. And the iPhone was incredibly impaired, maybe is even the proper word. But it did certain things so well. I call it the minimal delightful product, where it's not the minimal viable product because maybe it doesn't do everything, but there's certain aspects of it that are so delightful that people are willing to put up with it. And that was like the pinch to zoom and the multi-touch with the iPhone. It was such a great demo experience that you're like, I don't care. It has no apps. I'm pinching and zooming my photos. And, you know, it made you feel happy. And the Apple Watch has a little bit of that. But for me, I have the bigger watch and I don't work out anywhere nearly as much as I should or as much as Megan. But for me, it solves really important problems. Like for me, it solves notifications and it's like I have Authy on my wrist now. And I don't think that apps is the right model maybe. I think Apple just assumed, and maybe everybody assumed, that we have apps on our phones and apps on our tablets. So we need to have apps on our watch. And I think maybe within a year or two, especially now we're seeing the decoupling of apps. We used to have webs and now we have like websites. Now we have web services, and we used to have apps, and now we have features in Share Sheets and in CarPlay and in Action Sheets and in widgets, and all that stuff is being unbundled. And I think we'll have like just little bits of functionality that show up on our wrist that are much lighter than apps, but are there when we need them. So I think we're maybe a generation or two away from that.
Okay, so we've maybe buried the lead to a certain degree here, because part of this story kind of stems from a report in the Wall Street Journal, and they kind of buried the lead too. It was kind of buried inside the article, saying that an upcoming feature would be the inclusion of cellular connectivity inside the Apple Watch, possibly on the next version or an upcoming version at some point. Is this the kind of feature that's going to turn perception around? Like, I know that at least on the Android Wear side of things, LTE connectivity in a watch, I mean, maybe some people are asking for that. And I think some people who don't understand why they need a smartwatch might be asking for it just out of like a knee-jerk reaction of why does it have to be tied to a phone? But the realities of doing that come with some serious downsides, primarily, at least on Android's side, battery. Like, that's a tiny little device with a battery that's working as hard as it can. Now you add in mobile connectivity, and you're not going to get as good battery life out of it, and that's why you tether. I mean, is this the kind of thing that's going to turn perception around on the Apple Watch in a future version?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things that work there. And absolutely, the currency of any mobile device is battery life. Every feature you add, you pay for in terms of battery life. The existing iPhone runs pretty much at the thermal limits of that device. It has an Apple S1 computer on a chip, and it is running flat out. And you can't really do much more. And there'll be a second generation S2 and an S3. And, I have friends who have some of those watches with LTE, and they're really big, and they're not great on battery life, almost like the original Thunderbolt was as an LTE phone. We go through these cycles. Are people looking for that? It's hard to say. Some people are like, I have to have GPS, and other people are, I have to have 2-day battery life, and other people are, I have to have LTE. And the more GPS and LTE you add, the less battery life you have. Mm-hmm. So it really is a bartering system. You have to figure out what is the most important feature to the most people, and then you sort of strategically stage that out. And Apple's been really slow. Like, the first iPhone didn't have 3G, and it took them, I think, until the iPhone 5 to get LTE. And they've always been very conservative when it came to power management. And that's probably going to continue. But when the watch is a standalone thing, when it no longer has to be forcibly coupled with an iPhone, you do, again, people can just go buy. If that's all the computer they need, they can just go buy a watch. And that fits with Apple's philosophy. Because the philosophy Phil Schiller stated is that every product underneath has to put pressure. Like, they want to make an Apple Watch that's so good, it makes people doubt whether they need an iPhone or not. And then it's the iPhone team's job to make an iPhone so good, you doubt whether you need an iPad, and then so on to the Mac. So their absolute goal with that product is to make an Apple Watch so good, you'd almost never have to run back to your iPhone. And then the iPhone sort of has to fight for its right to survive after that.
I think you make a really good point about having, which features to choose, because, and maybe it comes down to these devices are so small and they're so personal that we get this idea that, like, I want it to do exactly what I want it to do. I want GPS so I don't have to attach my phone when I'm running. I want to be able to respond to emails while I'm in the shower. Like, I have very specific use cases for watch.
I could do that with like a to-do list, because that's when I think of all the things I need to do that day is when I'm showering. Anyway.
Yeah, so those are my very specific needs. But yeah, I mean, maybe I'm just expecting too much.